AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A close call for the Cats in Cleveland. The Kentucky Wildcats barely beat the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame Saturday night in the men's NCAA tournament.
Andrew Harrison's two free throws with 6 seconds left was the difference as the Kentucky Wildcats advanced to the Final Four with a 68-66 win over a game-fighting Irish team of Notre Dame. The top-seeded Wildcats moved to 38-0 on the season with the victory, but it wasn't easy as they trailed by as many as six in the second half. Karl Anthony Towns had 25 points for the Wildcats. Notre Dame was led by Zach Augustine with 20 points. The Fighting Irish end the season at 32-6. Again, the final, Kentucky beats Notre Dame 68-66. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
Earlier, Wisconsin earned a repeat trip to the Final Four by beating Arizona 85-78. The father of one of the victims of the plane crash in the French Alps is calling for airlines to take greater care in matters pertaining to the welfare of pilots. Cody Christensen, an assistant professor of aviation at South Dakota State University, says flight instructors play a major role in identifying mental health problems with pilots.
I think the test that they do is adequate. I think really where a lot of that is getting caught is with the individual flight instructor that's working with the student. And if they see any red flags that would make them think otherwise, that this person couldn't operate an aircraft safely.
Officials think a German co-pilot deliberately crashed a flight on Tuesday, killing all 150 people aboard, including himself. His motive is still a mystery, but authorities say he hid evidence of an illness from his employers. An Air Canada flight from Toronto to Halifax has left the runway upon landing, but all passengers got off safely. Emergency crews still looking for signs of two missing people in the rubble of three New York City apartment buildings leveled in an apparent gas explosion. This is AP Radio News. It's back. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports there are new concerns about the spread of the deadly bird flu that has been detected in a top poultry-producing county in Minnesota.
Minnesota is the nation's top state for turkey meat production. Now a third farm has been infected with the avian influenza. This one in Stearns County in central Minnesota. Many turkeys had already died, and the rest of the 39,000 will be destroyed. Although health officials say the H5N2 virus poses no threat to the general public, farm workers who had contact with the infected birds will be monitored. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Boston's police commissioner says a highly decorated officer remains in critical condition. He's in a medically induced coma after being shot in the face Friday night during a traffic stop. Police say the man who shot him was killed by fellow officers. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.